Interchange Fees 101. How crypto card issuers make money. If a crypto card offers 1% cashback and has no monthly fee, you might wonder, how is this sustainable? The answer lies in the complex, invisible world of interchange fees. Every time you swipe your card at a merchant, a small percentage of that transaction is redirected from the merchant back to the card issuer. This is the fuel that powers the entire rewards ecosystem. Why cashback rates keep dropping in 2026, regulators in the EU, UK, and US have capped or are attempting to cap interchange fees to protect merchants. For crypto card users, these caps are the primary reason why cashback rates have been dropping. Understanding the unit economics of a card swipe allows you to predict which reward programs are built to last and which are burning cash to acquire users. The interchange fee mechanism. An interchange fee is a fee paid by the merchant's bank, the acquirer, to the cardholder's bank, the issuer, to cover the costs of processing, fraud risk, and system maintenance. The transaction slice. When you buy a $100 item, the merchant doesn't receive $100. They might receive $97.50. The remaining $2.50 is split between the card scheme, Visa or MasterCard, scheme fees for the use of the network, the acquirer, the bank that provides the merchant's POS terminal, the issuer, your card provider, the interchange fee, which is usually the largest slice. The regional gap interchange rates vary wildly by geography. In the US, interchange on a premium credit card can be as high as 2.5%, 3%. In the EU, it is capped by law at 0.2% for debit and 0.3% for credit. This is why US crypto cards often have much higher cashback rates than their European counterparts. Issuer margins by region. Is the issuer sharing the wealth? Let's look at the margin share on a $1,000 purchase. Region, Estejarm interchange revenue, or typical cashback paid. Issuer, net profit, just loss. USA, credit. 25-0, 2.5%, 20-0, 2.0%, 5-0, EU, debit, 2-0, 0.2%, 10-0, 1.0%, 8-0, the burn. Reality, in Europe, an issuer paying 1% cashback on a debit card is losing money on every swipe. They must make up this loss through other fees, conversion spreads, ATM fees or subscriptions, or by using their native token as a subsidy. Regulatory caps and their impact under the Durbin Amendment in the US and the Interchange Fee Regulation, IFR, in the EU, the government sets the ceiling for these fees. For crypto card startups, this means they cannot rely on interchange alone to survive. This is why we are seeing a shift toward premium tiers and trading fees within the card apps. The interchange revenue simply isn't enough to pay for a 3% cashback program in a regulated market. Who really pays for cashback? A common myth is that the merchant pays for my cashback. While true indirectly, the merchant doesn't choose to pay you. They pay their bank, and the rules of the network, Visa, MasterCard, dictate how that money is shared. Another mistake is thinking that crypto transactions don't have interchange. If you are using a Visa or MasterCard logo, you are in the legacy system, and you are subject to the same legacy fees.